For Kevin Serino, the clock starts ticking the moment he punches out at work.
Hey, it's me.
Kevin has a 3-month-old son and an 18-month-old daughter. 5 days a week at 4 p.m. on the nose, Kevin leaves his job at the University of Miami Medical School and checks in with his wife in Lauderhill.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop at Publix on the way home. Would you need anything?
It's been about 20 hours since Kevin Serino last saw his 18-month-old, Scarlett. She's asleep when he leaves in the morning. She goes to bed around 8. Every minute Kevin wastes in traffic cuts into that precious family time. He throws his bag in a blue Chevy Cobalt he calls the Millennium Falcon and drives to his 95 on-ramp, where an express lane sign will tell Kevin Serino his fate.
Yeah, under $5. If it's over $5, it's a bad, bad sign.
Not bad because it's expensive. Bad because Kevin has learned what that big number really means.
That day you pay $7, we're trying to get you not to go there.
And the way to get you not to go there, says Rory Santana, is to charge more. Santana's overseen the 95 Express since it opened in 2008. He explains the system like this. In order to keep traffic flowing in the express lanes, only so many cars can be let in. As the price goes up, the number of cars in those lanes should go down. It's like auctioning off those precious rush hour spots to the highest bidders. Over the last several months, record numbers of drivers have been willing to shell out $7, which has created a problem for Santana.
If it's $7 and everybody piles in, we lost that opportunity to try and keep the spaces between the vehicles there and keep the speed up and keep the flow going. So now it's going to break down. And if it breaks down, the general purpose lanes breaks down.
The general purpose lanes, those are the non-express lanes. Florida Department of Transportation numbers show that as the $7 sticker shock wore off, it caused slowdowns for all of the lanes. FDOT hopes that raising the maximum toll to $10.50 will price enough drivers out of the express lanes to restore order. But they're competing with a strange express lane phenomenon. David Levinson studies traffic and economics at the University of Minnesota. 95 Express is modeled in large part off of a system there called MinPass. Levinson found that MinPass drivers were actually attracted to higher prices.
We were somewhat surprised. Our hypothesis is that travelers see the price, don't know the actual congestion level, and see if the price is higher, say, oh, it must be more congested. I will save a lot more time if I use the lane than when the price is lower.
To be fair, the system is counterintuitive. You pay more for something, you assume you're getting something better. That's how Kevin Serino initially thought 95 Express worked. But then he started noticing something. High tolls seem to produce more crowded express lanes. And as he approaches the express lane sign today...
It looks like the toll is $7, so I'm not taking the express lanes today.
So yes, the $7 toll did scare Kevin Serino out of the express lanes.
We're taking the long way home.
And onto his alternative route. But in reality, this shows exactly why the system has not been working right. It's scaring away its quintessential customer. It's an hour later. Kevin Serino's still on the road, and he would be holding his kids right now if the express lanes were running smoothly.
The one thing I wish I had more of was time. You know, it's not money, it's not a better job or a better car, it's just I wish I had more time.
Kevin Serino pulls into his driveway about 30 minutes later than he'd like.
I'm pretty tired out.
He walks through the door.
Dad is home.
Kisses his kids and wife. He pulls Scarlett out of her playpen, and she scrambles up onto the couch.
Ooh! Have you seen her do that before? Climb up onto the couch? I haven't seen her do that yet.
Kevin Serino says he would gladly pay $10.50 for 30 extra minutes of moments like that. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.